Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Judd Nelson and Brian Hatch to talk about the 2015 Knoxville Cancer Relay. A very successful cancer relay for you guys last year, your first annual event running across the state of Iowa. How successful was that event, and how satisfying was it for you guys?
Yeah, it was a very satisfying event. Going into it, we didn't know what to expect. We were kind of making it up as we went. There was 10 of us that ran 275 miles across the state of Iowa in 24 hours. The amazing part of that is we were able to donate a little over $17,000 to the American Cancer Society. So it was really satisfying to see all the people support us and to be able to pull that event off and all that money go to a good cause.
And when is this year's event going to be held?
This year, we're going to do it September 24th and 25th. We will kick it off about 7 o'clock on Thursday the 24th, which will be a 24-hour time period that we'll be running. We'll finish approximately at 7 o'clock Friday night the 25th at Kinloch Stadium, right before the Knoxville Pella football game.
And there's going to be some changes to it. Tell us a little bit about what are some of the changes that are going to be going on.
Yeah, that's correct. We had one of the team members pitch an idea to us about staying here in town. You know, he said last year we ran across the state. That was great. Well, why don't we keep it here in town and we'll run loops around town and get more of the community involved? We pitched it to the entire team. Everybody was on board, so we ran with it, and here we are. We're going to do 5-mile loops. We will be located out at Young's Park, and at the top of each hour, we will start a loop. We'll run 5-mile loops each hour. We encourage people to get out there and run with us. We want to make this more of a community event. We had such a good time last year. We got a chance to see how successful it could be, so we wanted to help try to grow that here in the community.
This is the second year you guys have had this event. What does the Knoxville Cancer Relay mean to you personally?
Well, it means a lot to me. Obviously, we've talked about this a lot, and everybody's touched by cancer. You just can't go very far without finding somebody who's had cancer or lost a loved one to cancer. I've several family members of my own, you know, have been touched by it, and it does mean a lot. Every time I turn around, I hear somebody else has it, and that's the reason we're here right now. You know, we met with a bunch of guys and said, what can we do to help? How can we do our part just to feel like we're trying to do something to give back and help these people out? And it's very satisfying to see that number. Like last year, we're standing in the gymnasium just to see all those people and to see that check, and we're handing it over to Jim and all the money that Jim's able to raise from the Coaches versus Cancer event. It's just amazing, and it does make you feel good, and it makes you proud to be a part of this community with what we can do.
Yeah, along with what Brian was saying there, you know, cancer affects so many people, and, you know, being in a small-town Iowa community like Knoxville, to see everybody rally around this and raise, you know, tens and tens of thousands of dollars just to be a small part of that and do what we can to help people out, it's really satisfying, and hopefully we're making a difference.
Now, how can people donate to your cause and find out more information about the 2015 Knoxville Cancer Relay?
We have a Facebook page. It's Knoxville Cancer Relay, and we're also on Twitter. It's at Cancer Relay. And you can also go to the Coaches versus Cancer, or the American Cancer Society website, and you can click on donate. Or the website is www.relayforlife.org/Marion County, Iowa. And you can click on donate, and then you can find Knoxville Cancer Relay underneath that, and you can do all your donations through that. So, yeah, there's many ways you can find out about us and or stop by and see one of us. There's a lot of us doing this, and we're happy to answer any questions.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guests, Judd Nelson and Brian Hatch from the Knoxville Cancer Relay team, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.